Okay, it's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In January 2023, the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa barricaded four roads on their reservation. For residents cut off from their homes, the move seemed to come out of the blue. But in fact, it came after a decade-long dispute between the tribe and the town of Lac des Flambeaux. As Danielle Kading reports, a year and a half later, that dispute appears to be no closer to an end.
So the first barricade, set of barricades, was right here.
Mary Poussin walks along Elsie Lake Lane, a retiree from Madison. Poussin says she and her husband bought their home there in 2017. It was always a dream of hers to live in the area. Then the tribe blocked off her road and several others, limiting access to and from homes. The barricades brought intense controversy and made national news headlines. Homeowners living on the northern Wisconsin reservation felt their rights were violated. Tribal officials have said little about the case publicly, but last month they sat down to speak in depth about their views on the longstanding dispute over access to roads crossing tribal lands.
It turned into a hard back and forth to the point where push came to shove and said, okay, well, if you guys are refusing to work with us as a tribe, then we may have to consider blocking access until you take us serious.
George Thompson is the tribe's vice chair. He says tribal leaders first notified the town about a decade ago that rights of way on the roads had expired. Leaders of the tribe and town met various times to negotiate their renewal. When talks stalled, tribal leaders decided to block the roads.
We tried to find peaceful resolutions, but it doesn't happen all the time.
That's Lac des Flambeaux Tribal President John Johnson Sr. The lack of easements and temporary road closures have since become the subject of multiple lawsuits. The federal government has sued the town for trespassing on the tribe's lands, and the town has sued the Bureau of Indian Affairs for removing the four roads from a national tribal transportation inventory that requires they remain open to the public. Homeowners are also challenging the agency's decision. Johnson says the dispute is part of a broader effort among tribes to exert their sovereignty.
It's happened in different states already. You know, we just want what's ours and we want to protect it.
Federal policy in the last 50 years has become more supportive of tribal self-determination and sovereignty, according to Monty Mills. He's director of the Native American Law Center at the University of Washington. Mills says tribes, in turn, have more technical and legal power.
They're in a position to assert those rights, really, that they haven't been in.
Even so, Mills says tribes have seen mixed success in federal court cases. When tribal rights are at stake, it's risky to bring cases that could end up before the Supreme Court.
It's been a really challenging place, I would say, for tribal claims. And that's largely because of this sort of stepping away from or minimizing reliance on some of those foundational doctrines, like the role of treaties, the place of tribal sovereignty.
Lac des Flambeaux tribal leaders say they are worried that litigation could mean losing more of their rights. Meanwhile, affected homeowners are frustrated with the lack of a resolution, including Mary Poussin.
We're still in the state of not knowing what's going to happen next. There's no long-term solution to this on the horizon.
Homeowners fear the town will run out of money to keep the roads open. Access payments to the tribe have grown by $2,000 each month. Local leaders admit they won't be able to pay indefinitely. On Friday, the town board voted to reduce monthly payments beginning in July due to a lack of funds. Lac des Flambeaux Town Board Supervisor and Tribal Member Gloria Cobb said in a public meeting that the town is still showing good faith by paying some amount.
And looking forward to opening up the lines of communication with the tribe.
Thompson, the tribe's vice chair, has said the board would be breaking its commitment to the tribe if the town can't afford the payments.
Unfortunately, we may have to provide notice in closing the road again.
Both town and tribal leaders have said they're willing to negotiate, but tribal officials say any attempts to mediate the dispute shouldn't mean the tribe has to give up more of its land, rights, or sovereignty. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Tomorrow, we'll hear more from homeowners caught up in the dispute and find out how the conflict has affected the community. Find more on this story at WPR.org. This is Wisconsin Today.